Hare Krishna. So now we are going to see various wonderful symptoms that a Yoga Rudra person is having. What is a person relishing on that stage? Let's try to understand that. Shloka number 7. Jitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahitah shitoshna sukha dukkhesho tathamanapamanayoho. So here Krishna is saying, Jitatmanah, the one who has conquered the mind. Paramatma samahitah, he has already reached the super soul, he is already connected to the super soul. And prashantasya, he has attained the tranquility, he has attained that satisfaction, that bliss. Shita ushna, that is cold and heat. Sukha dukkha, happiness and distress. Man apaman, honor and dishonor. For him, all of that is same. There is no difference for him. He doesn't get wavered in all these different situations. This shloka is so nice. All the people of this world are just searching for this. They want to be peaceful within, they want to be happy, they want to be satisfied. And in each and every situation, they want to be stable, not getting deterred, not getting wavered in situations. And this particular shloka talks about that. So let's see in detail. Actually, every living entity is intended to abide by the dictation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. See, Krishna is there as Paramatma in everyone's heart. And He, as our Father, is actually guiding us so that we live a very holistic life and break the cycle of birth and death and go back to Godhead. Now just imagine, Paramatma is shouting and we are not at all able to hear and not able to follow what is He saying. So what is the use of having this human form? You know, if we, so-called intelligent beings, cannot understand what Paramatma is speaking to us. So ideally, all of us have to just abide by what Paramatma is saying. But then our mind is so disturbed, so turbulent, that we are not at all able to hear what Paramatma is speaking. He keeps on shouting and we keep on doing sense gratification. So it is given here that when the mind is misled by the external illusory energy, one becomes entangled in material activities. Therefore, as soon as one's mind is controlled through one of the yoga systems, one should be considered to have already reached the destination. So the mind is misled by what? The illusory energy, the external energy of the Lord. So the mind is completely bewildered, you know, when it is there in this material world. Why? Because the illusory energy of the Lord, it keeps us all the time, you know, in illusion. And what is the greatest illusion that people have in this world? That in this world we can get permanent happiness. This is the greatest illusion that people have. And the mind will always keep giving ideas. Do this particular thing, you will get that permanent happiness. Oh, this didn't work? Then the illusory energy, Maya Shakti, she will tell, maybe you should try that. And the mind is saying, yeah, I will try that. Let's go and try that particular thing. So in this way, the person just keeps going here and there, trying the same activity from different angles. But then he hardly understands that he is not going to get permanent happiness. Because the world itself is termed as Ashashvatam Dukkhalayam. The world itself is temporary and full of miseries. So where is the question of getting permanent happiness? So it's very important to understand that mind will keep tricking every now and then. But then it's not possible to get that permanent happiness in this world. And this is the greatest illusion that people have. And the mind acts like a servant of this illusory energy to keep us in illusion all the time. So it's very important. It's very, very important to do what? To engage the mind, to fix the mind in the superior nature and follow the dictations of the Supreme. So the effect of controlling the mind is that one automatically follows the dictation of Paramatma or Super Soul. Because this transcendental position is at once achieved by one who is in Krishna consciousness, the devotee of the Lord is unaffected by the dualities of the material existence, namely distress and happiness, cold and heat, etc. So how to control the mind? Here it's given very clearly. To follow the instructions given by Krishna. So currently we are turbulent, our mind is turbulent. And anyways, we are not Ashtanga yogis that will do all that, finally stabilize the mind And who knows, we'll live not till the end, till that point or not. So it's very difficult to know also that will I reach Yoga Ruddha stage at any time by practicing Ashtanga Yoga. Because only at that stage one will be able to hear Paramatma from within. But then for Bhakti Yogis, that is all of us, it's so nice that Paramatma, Krishna, has appeared in front of us and He has given us the Bhagavad Gita and He has incarnated, you know, for all of us as Mahamantra in Nama Avatar. So we have Grantha Avatar, we have got Nama Avatar. So when we have this Grantha Avatar, so what is our responsibility? What is our duty? To follow the instructions given by Krishna as it is. Whatever it is, it might be difficult to follow at times because our mind will not allow. The mind will not at all like following instructions. It does not like authority. But then when we focus and when we are determined, no, come what may, I'll follow what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. And come what may, I will chant the holy names of the Lord. Then it is possible that, you know, we'll be marching towards the ultimate goal by proper purification. Or in this mind, controlling this mind, Arjuna is saying it's very, very difficult. He's telling Krishna, I can control the wind, I cannot control the mind. So who are we? Now we are chutku entities here and there. And how can we control the mind? Very difficult. But the solution is very easy. Solution is, instructions are given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we have to just follow that is given. And when we follow these instructions, initially it might be difficult thinking, oh no, no, it is so difficult, how can I follow this? But then the fact is, when we start following instructions of Krishna, that itself is a devotional service. And Krishna empowers us, Krishna gives us strength so that we follow it very, very nicely, very, very perfectly. So what are we supposed to do? Just take one step. Just get that desire. No, let me follow as it is whatever Krishna is saying. And just by doing that, done. Now we'll be able to practice bhakti very, very nicely. And this jitatmana prashantasya that is given, the one will become very, very peaceful within, tranquility will come and all that. And the person will become equipoised in all the situations, in all the dualities of life. That will be, you know, very, very easy to attain such a stage. So what is needed? To follow the instruction of Krishna that is given in Bhagavad Gita and to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. Very, very important. Once we do that, then controlling the mind will be simple. Or else, controlling the mind is impossible. Impossible. Let me use this word, impossible. So, taking up to Krishna consciousness is basically following the instructions of Krishna, following the instructions of Guru, and implementing that very, very nicely in our life. That makes a lot of difference. And along with that, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in fact, chanting of the holy name, that in itself is an instruction given by Guru and Krishna. So when we take that very seriously, without, you know, deviating, you know, from this wonderful process that is given by the Lord in the age of Kali Yuga, we will surely get purified. There is no doubt about that. Because this process itself is given by Lord Himself in the age of Kali Yuga. Mahamantra is given by Lord Himself and He has asked us to chant this. And when we chant it with complete faith and devotion, sincerity and determination, then it will be very easy for us to control the mind. Because we will not be controlling the mind, Lord will be controlling the mind. And it will be very easy for us to run on this path of bhakti and finally reach the destination this very lifetime. Or else, if a person is trying to practice Yoga Rurukshu and then go to Yoga Rudha and then hear instructions from Paramatma, then implement, oh, that is very, very impossible in the age of Kali. Maybe in the previous Yugas it was possible, but at least in the age of Kali, you know, it's very, very difficult. So Krishna continues the same theme. He's making us greedy, you know, by making us understand that what are the symptoms of a person in Yoga Rudha stage. So let's see some more in the next video. Hare Krishna.